Hello, friends. Robert Imbriali here. January 19th, the end of the day, and we're getting very close to January 20th, the big day that everything is supposed to happen. Everything is supposed to change for us in so many ways. And it's been really fascinating. I've been talking to a lot of my clients. I've been talking to friends and family members about what they expect to happen. And everyone's been watching not just the mainstream news. You're not really getting the full picture there. But also a lot of people that I know are watching some alternate news feeds, as I have as well. And they're painting a very different picture of what we can possibly expect going forward here. And one thing that's really come to my attention, there's a genuine fear among people to talk about election fraud, to talk about inauguration, to talk about, communism, to talk about all the things that, you know, are pretty clear when you start to look at the big picture. Now, if you're just listening to mainstream media, you're kind of missing the boat. You're not getting the full picture because it's not being presented to you. And that's kind of by design. They're not bringing you the full picture. So what I would encourage you to do is to look beyond the headlines. I've been doing that. I had to, because I had so many people asking me, what do we expect? What is going on? You know, what's going to happen next? That kind of thing. And it's real important as a citizen of this country or any country to really focus on, you know, the real facts and not just the narrative that mainstream media has been pushing. So one thing that's been happening that's been really interesting in not a good way to see is that people are afraid to talk. Afraid to talk with your neighbors, afraid to talk with your friends, afraid to talk with your clients about what your beliefs are and where you stand. Now, when in my lifetime has that ever been a problem, right? I've always talked about politics with my customers. I've been talking about it with the neighbors and relatives and friends. And, you know, I always talk about politics. It's never been a big deal. So you don't agree with me. Who cares? You know, no big deal. But we've gotten to this point now where we villainize people if they don't believe exactly the way we believe. And, if I'm not believing the way somebody else is believing, boy, they're going to villainize you. And now we're actually being made out to be domestic terrorists because we don't believe what the ruling party is believing and what they stand for. You know, we don't believe in this stuff, and we're all of a sudden domestic terrorists, which has really frightened a lot of people. A lot of people getting kicked off social media. I've lost a lot of friend connections on social media, not by any fault of mine, but because their social accounts have been removed. And if your account hasn't been removed, you're not doing enough, right? You're not putting it out there. And I'm starting to see that as well. It's like I have it for business, but, you know, most people are leaving. Here's the thing about social media that people have to remember, and it's really important to pay attention to this, that social media only exists because you and I spend time there. My usage on Facebook is down to less than 10 minutes a day, when it used to be hours a day for business, for this, for that. And when they started doing all the censorship and cutting people off and, constantly berating anybody who talked about the election and putting little banners there that says Joe Biden is the official elected, blah, 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 all the rest of that. And it got really annoying. It got to the point like, what's the point here? And now that we're seeing so many people getting kicked off the platform, a lot of people are leaving voluntarily, and I applaud them as well. I still have a little business to be done there, but I've committed not to spend any money on advertising anymore. Not going to support that network because they're not supportive of the American fabric here and the way we are. We're not into censorship. That's not the American way. Censorship has never been part of our First Amendment right. It's free speech. We should be able to say what we want to say. And you could argue, well, it's a private platform. Still, you know, you can't just be cutting people off wholesale because you don't agree with them, and that's what's been going on. So when we see that happening, it's caused a lot of us to be fearful and not step up and not talk about what we believe. And that's really harmful, because what ends up happening is then the narrative, the false narrative that's being created, becomes the ruling dominant conversation. And nobody else is going to speak against it for, fear of retaliation. Well, this is what happens in communist countries, right? And I've never thought in my lifetime that I'd see it here, yet here we are. Here we are. So I made a commitment. I made a commitment that I'm going to be talking about this with anybody and everybody I run into, not to indoctrinate. It's not my goal at all. I don't really want to sway you to have different beliefs than the beliefs you hold. I want you to hold your beliefs and be firm in them. And when you have a belief about something, you should be able to answer the question, why do you hold that belief? Somebody asks me what my beliefs are, I'll tell them what they are, and I'll also tell them why I believe what I believe. And, you know, if you just have a belief and you don't know why you're believing it, just because you heard it on the news or somebody else said it, that's not a very strong belief, is it? And it can be shaken, and you can end up starting to believe something else. So you want to really get behind your beliefs. You want to look at the reasons why you believe what you believe and what you see happening. Every one of us is having a different opinion here about what's going on, but there's a lot of us right now in society that have a lot of fear and a lot of anger. These are two extremely powerful emotions, right? Fear and anger, very powerful emotions. This is not good when you have society bubbling with fear and anger, because it's not going to take much to set the fire off, right? There's a lot of smoke right now, and it's not going to take much before the flames come out. And that's what I'm concerned about, because I don't want to see that happen, although it seems like it may be inevitable at this point. Who knows? We're hoping that it's not going to be, but it may be when enough of us are silenced for our beliefs. This is not good. This goes back to the Dark Ages. This goes back to communism. This is not what we have ever seen or witnessed in this country. We're not going to stand for it as it goes forward. So I'm going to encourage you to do a couple of things. Number one is, you know, don't hide your feelings with your friends and family. I don't mean get on Facebook and start, you know, doing videos. That's not for everyone. Not everyone's going to be able to do that. But don't hide your feelings. Don't be afraid to have these conversations, because I think it's too important right now with what's going on to be coward and fearful. You know, so what if somebody disagrees with you? And so what? Even I've lost some friends over this, that they don't agree with me, and they unfriended me and blah, and they're gone. Okay, that's fine. Maybe they'll come around again. Maybe they won't. You know what? At the end of the day, were they really friends? If you're gonna unfriend me or not be my friend, not speak to me anymore because I hold a belief that you don't share, that's not friendship. That's really not friendship. I have a lot of friends who I don't agree with, that they have completely different beliefs, but I love them. They're wonderful people. And, you know, it doesn't matter to me. It really doesn't. It's not important. But what's important is that the beliefs they hold, that they know why they hold them, and that they hold steadfast to them, because that's what's required today. So my commitment is I'm going to talk to everyone who will listen. I'm going to find out what they believe. I'm going to find out. And it's an interesting thing has happened. I'll share with you a couple of people I've met over the past 2 weeks who we would never have these conversations. We're starting to have them. And I realize more and more people are on the same side of the fence, although you'd never know it because they would never talk about it until I started talking about it, broke the ice, until I started talking about what's going on and what I fear might happen. And all of a sudden they're on board 100% because they're seeing and fearing exactly the same things, and they're also were too afraid to speak about it. One of them in particular said, "Thank you so much for having this conversation with me. I've been dying to speak to somebody who gets it, who understands, and I think there's a lot of us out there." So whatever side of the game you're playing or you want to be on, don't be afraid to talk about it. Don't be afraid to let your feelings, your beliefs be heard, because we need that now more than ever. Now is not the time to cower. Now is not the time to shut up and fear. That's really what, you know, the powers that be are expecting us to do. You know, so you get cut off on one social media platform, you go build somewhere else. It's really not the end of the world. A social media platform that is going to cut half its membership down because they don't agree with them is not a social media network and a platform that I want to be playing on anyway, right? And they're cutting my friends off and shutting down their accounts because they said something that the powers that be don't agree with. It's not a free and functional place. That's very dysfunctional. And that's not a place you want to play. You want to play in the places that are coming up. There's new social networks coming up that we don't even know about yet. I have an inside scoop that somebody I know is building one, and it will be launched probably within the next month. And, you know, there's a lot of opportunity in everything that's going on. All the destruction that we're seeing out there will ultimately bring new opportunities. If you think about the analogy of a wildfire, it looks devastation. Look, devastation everywhere. On the mountaintops, on the valleys, you see everything is charcoal black, everything is burnt to a crisp, and then a few weeks later it rains. And then what happens? If you go back to that same area, there's green stuff growing everywhere. It just, life just comes back. And that's what's going to happen here. A lot of these social media networks that are playing the games they're playing right now, a lot of us are just leaving because why bother, right? What's the point of being on Twitter? I mean, really, did Twitter ever make you any money? I have 20,000 followers on Twitter. Did I ever make any money on that? I can't say that I have. What is the point of being in that cesspool? No point. And Facebook is sort of gone in the same direction. What's the point of being there, right? There is no point at some point. So we'll find new places, we'll find new homes to be, where we can express ourselves without fear of being canceled, without fear of being censored, without fear of being deleted, and we'll build new communities and make new friends as we go forward. So you might see this video on Facebook. Maybe it gets clipped, maybe it doesn't. I don't know, but I want to reach as many people as possible, so I'm going to use whatever networks I have right now and for as long as I have them. And when they're no longer viable, I won't even bother with them. So I want to leave you with this message that, you know, things are a little unsettling right now. I know there's a lot of fear. I know there's a lot of anger. I know that it doesn't help not to have a place or an outlet to speak of these things. And I know being fearful about posting on Facebook your real thoughts and your real beliefs is crazy. Social media should be a place where we come and support each other and find the people who believe like we believe, and we can step up together and be in this together, literally, because we really need to be. So go find those places for yourself. I am open to any conversations you want to have. Certainly reach out and you want to talk to me about this stuff and what you're believing, what you're fearing. I'm actually getting everybody that I know their cell phone numbers and email addresses so that if things do get shut down and we do get cut off, we still have a way to communicate. So I've been doing that. I've been asking everyone, that I'm friends with, make sure I have your cell phone number, make sure I have your email address, because if our social media accounts get shut down or the government comes in for whatever reason and says, these are violating rights and, shuts these places down, we'll still have a way to stay connected and we can reconvene somewhere else. So I invite you to do the same thing. If you want to send me your phone number, if you want to send me your email address, please do any way you want. Robert at Ultimate Wealth is my email, has been since 1999. It's not changing. Certainly send me your contact information. I'll do the same and we can remain connected that way. I wish I had great news for you, but I know that, we're going to go through some rough times. It's very clear that's what's going to happen. The pushback hasn't really begun yet. And when it does, things are going to be rough. And I think on the other side, ultimately, we end up winning. Light always triumphs over evil. It just takes some time. And when we get to the other side, I really believe things are going to be much, 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 much better. So I want to leave you with that. Make sure you stay connected with me and, get me your information. I'll get you my information and we'll stay in communication as best we can through it all. Thanks so much for watching. If this was valuable, please share it with your friends, your followers, anybody who you think could be benefited by this. And I'll be back with another update probably in the next couple of days. I'll do everything I can to get back on here as often as I can. Thanks so much for watching.